on Twitter something about, was it Star Wars and was it a Lamborghini or something, but it caused a shitstorm. What was that post?
Yeah, I really upset the Star Wars fans, and I made a point that I've never watched Star Wars, and every time I say I've never watched Star Wars, people are like, oh, you have to see it, you're missing out. And I said, I've lived a very good life, and I'm a multimillionaire, retired world champion kickboxer. I feel like you've missed out. That was the point I was trying to make, as in, I don't need the movie to feel like.
Did you not have a picture of a car or something?
It was me and a Bentley, yeah. Yeah. And everyone's like, that's not your car. And it blew up in like the geek world of Star Wars, right? So I've kind of gone viral. So all the geeks of the world hate me. But
is there a lot of jealousy towards you?
I don't know. I really do believe in, I want to, don't want to go too airy-fairy, but from a karma perspective, I do believe in that if you're good to people. In general, in 99% of cases, if you show people respect, they show it back. And I'll tell you something now, and a lot of people comment on this about me. I didn't even realize how, not important, I didn't realize how overt it was until people tell me. People tell me all the time. I'm super nice to like wait staff. I tip massively. Like I'm a very positive person. No one interacts with me and it's negative unless it's genuinely beef. Do you understand? Like I try my very, very best to come in, say hello to everybody. If I'm at a hotel and I'm eating and it's a buffet, you know, like these buffet hotels, I'll finish the buffet and I'll go up to the chef and say, that was amazing. Very good. Who's ever complimented a buffet chef? Nobody. They stand there all day, cooking all day. Some fucking Egyptian dude, right? Making very average food. And I'll eat his average ass food and go tell him good job. And his face will light up like you would not believe. I really believe in spreading positivity as a whole. I do believe in that. I don't see any reason to be negative. I mean, I'm sure there's people who hate me. There's people who are going to listen to this podcast and go, this guy's full of shit. This guy, da, da, da. But I don't need to lie about anything I've ever done, right? I don't need to lie about the life I live. I don't need to lie about my interactions with females or the money I make or anything. And what's really interesting to me is I now am getting quite big. I get recognized all the time. When I was in America, I got recognized on the street. I got recognized on the street everywhere from Instagram or from my YouTube channels, et cetera. And there's two kinds of people. There's people who are jealous of me and angry by what I say. And then there's the people who say, can you teach me something? Those are the smart ones, right? If there's someone who has something I want, even if I don't like him, I would think, well, he must know something that's useful to me. Is it better for me to make friends with this person and try and learn from him or leave a hateful comment on his YouTube? What's going to benefit my life? Do you understand what I mean? Because I'm not going to read the hateful comment. What are you typing it for? I got shit to do. So like, I'm driving a Bugatti, bro. I got shit to do. So you're going to sit there and this guy's a fucking misogynist. Like, people are just asinine. This is a very low IQ approach to the world. It's very low IQ to sit there and go, oh, I'm jealous. I hate this guy. That's what a stupid person would do. If I could hate somebody, but I could disagree with every single element of what somebody says. But if I believe that I can benefit from an interaction with that person, then I'd make sure it's an amicable interaction. Doesn't that make sense? Yeah. Doesn't that make sense? I don't know. People are just stupid. I mean, I still to this day get emails from the Star Wars thing, which was a year and a half ago, about 3 emails a day from some autistic, crazy guy threatening to kill me over Star Wars to this day. And I'm just like, bro, the world is weird. The world is weird, my friend.